And now another interesting hypothesis. Scientists say they have evidence that a swarm of comets or asteroids could have pummeled the Earth about 13,000 years ago, plunging the northern hemisphere into a 1,000-year-long cold snap. During that time, large North American mammals like the woolly mammoth went extinct. It's also about the time when people in the Middle East invented agriculture. A report published today in Science magazine says the trigger for all of that could have been extraterrestrial. Joining us now to talk about this is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. And Richard, what evidence do they have that an impact triggered this cold snap?
Well, Alex, it all comes down to itty-bitty diamonds. And when I say itty-bitty, I mean microscopic or maybe even too small to see through a microscope. And the group of scientists, there are nine of them, headed by Douglas Kennett at the University of Oregon. And what they did was they looked at a layer of Earth that's about 12,900 years old, and they found what they believe are these tiny, tiny diamonds buried in that layer of Earth. And they say, well, how could those diamonds have gotten there? And their leading hypothesis is some high-pressure, high-temperature impact may have generated those diamonds and left them scattered over, well, they've looked in at least a half a dozen sites across North America, and they see these little diamonds everywhere.
So is there any physical evidence of this kind of impact?
That's one of the problems that they're facing. They do not actually have an impact crater the way we have some ideas of where maybe the giant comet that hit the Earth 65 million years ago and wiped out the dinosaurs. There's some ideas about where that was, but there's no evidence actually of having the Earth actually pummeled by individual giant comets or giant asteroids. So their hypothesis says, well, maybe there were a swarm of these things that hit the atmosphere, they broke up into the atmosphere, and so they ended up having this shockwave material spread around. Presumably they kicked up a bunch of dust and did things like that as these giant airborne explosions hit the Earth, but no, there are no impact craters.
So how could comets bursting in air create an extended cold snap?
Well, that's another question that they would have to answer, and they haven't yet. But certainly, if you put up enough dust, if you create big fires and so on, you know that you can put enough particles in the atmosphere to cool down the Earth, at least for a short period of time. Doing that for 1,000 years or 1,300 years, which is about how long this cold snap lasted, that's a little bit tough to understand.
So if not comets, what else might have caused this sort of cold snap?
Well, there is actually a pretty good and well-established hypothesis about what actually happened 13,000 years ago. There was a giant lake of fresh water that spilled into the North Atlantic. This was sort of leftover water from the last ice age. And all this water affected the ocean circulation in the North Atlantic and stopped a conveyor belt of both water and air that was bringing warm air up from the equatorial regions to higher latitudes. And that's been the leading hypothesis for what caused this event, which is called the Younger Dryas. And so somehow or other, they would have to figure out how the comet impact collision event would fit in with this pretty well-established idea that there was this huge burst of fresh cold water that went into the North Atlantic.
So how will all this get sorted out?
Well, more data are needed, I think, is what scientists are fond of saying, and this is certainly a case where that's true.
NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, thank you.
My pleasure.